Hey, babe. Scooch over. Let me cuddle with you. Yeah, that's it. Listen, I know you've been going through a rough time recently, and, well, I want to say some things to you. But first, would it be okay if I held you? You're always the one holding me, comforting me. I really, really want to be the one to do that for you. Yeah? All right, come here, babe. That's right. Cuddle close to my body and let me hold you in my arms. Rest your head on my chest. Your cheek against my breast. Just listen to the gentle sound of my breathing. The steady rhythm of my heart. The soft murmur of my words. Feel the warmth of my skin. And the gentle, sweet scent of my body. That's right. Just relax. And only think about the moment that we're in right now. Untether yourself from time. You're not connected to the past right now. You're not connected to the future. We have this one tiny moment that is expanding to the size of the universe, encompassing you, holding you as I am holding you. Try and give yourself over to just this moment. Listen to the sounds around you. Feel the temperature of the air, the scents, the feeling of fabric against your body. That's good. Just quieting your mind and quieting your spirit. I can still feel, though, that you're holding some tension in your body. You know, you're the one who's always in charge. You're the one who shoulders all the burdens, who solves all the problems, and who provides and cares for everyone in your life. And you are amazing at it all. But it's too much for one person to always take care of. And I want you to let that go. I want you to realize that it is absolutely okay to let that go at times. To think about yourself only. And to take care of yourself only. We all have a duty to ourselves. It's not selfish. It's just a simple fact. And even if you must look at it from a moralistic standpoint, how can you help anyone else if you are so beaten down and tired yourself? So really, any way you look at it, you must take care of yourself. And it would be good if you could move past the drudgery of the idea and embrace it with joy. Yes, you want to take care of yourself. You want to take time to relax, to unwind, to free your mind and spirit from all the different burdens and worries. Want to seek out those simple pleasures that are going to rejuvenate you, mind, body, and spirit. Be it a quiet, peaceful walk, an unexpected nap, listening to a dirty audio, or even enjoying a Cadbury egg this time of year. Whatever it is, be it big or small, take the time to do it for yourself. And don't be afraid or embarrassed to ask others, either to help you, if that is what you need, or to respect the time you must take for yourself. It's like the old Dr. Seuss line, those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. Those who love you and truly care for you are going to want you to do what's best for you. And taking care of yourself is always best. So let me continue to hold you, relax you, comfort and soothe you. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to know all the answers. You are good enough as you are in this very moment, with any and all insecurities, frailties, vulnerabilities. And just breathe, knowing that in the grand scheme of the immensity of the universe, that there is truly nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong. There is nothing to worry you, to be hanging over your shoulder, to be keeping you up at night. There is nothing wrong. And as I continue to hold you, I want you to keep listening to the sound of my voice. I want you to just relax your body. Again, giving over to the immediacy of the moment that you're in. Focus on your breathing. Gentle, measured breaths in and out. In and out. And as you inhale, you feel your chest expand with air. Think of yourself taking in positive energy. And as you exhale, you are releasing worries, fears, and all of that negative, toxic energy. Very good. Think about, how are you holding your shoulders? Are they drawn up tight against your neck, reaching toward your ears? If so, gently release the tension and pressure to where your shoulders are coming down away from your ears, and maybe roll them gently back. That's right. How is your jaw? Are you clenching it? Are you tight? Maybe open your mouth slightly to release that tension. Another thing you can do is take the tip of your tongue and just gently place it against the roof of your mouth. That can also help relieve tension in your face and jaw. You can also put a very soft, subtle smile on your face. That will help release tension. And don't furrow your eyebrows or wrinkle your forehead. Smooth, soft face, neck, and shoulders. And as you continue to breathe, and you continue to release the tension that you've been harboring in your body, think of yourself being encased in loving, positive, gentle energy. Think of that energy permeating your skin, and the very core of your being can be in a beautiful color light. It can be clear, whatever seems right for you. You can think of it taking hold all at once, or you can visualize it working through your body, maybe starting with the crown of your head and working down towards the base of your feet, or vice versa. And it's a pulsing energy that's charging you and comforting you and keeping you safe. I'm still holding you, still gently talking to you. You're listening to the sound of my voice, the rise and fall of my chest as I breathe. And again, I just want you to know that it is okay, and it is imperative that you look after yourself, that you take a break, and you learn to say no to people and sometimes to ourselves. No to extra work, no to taking on problems. No to allowing ourselves to be used in ways that are detrimental to us. It's a kindness to set boundaries and to enforce them. And yes, that may upset some people, including ourselves. But we must remember that it is not personal, that it has to do with that person's perspective and for where he or she is at that moment in time. Snuggle closer, my darling, and drift off if you would like. I will hold you and keep you until you wake.